Thanks for joining us online at Highland Park Presbyterian Church. We're so glad you're here. On this podcast, you'll hear weekly teaching from God's Word, featuring messages from our incredible preaching staff and a variety of guest speakers. We hope the following message leaves you feeling encouraged and deepens your relationship with Christ. Enjoy the episode, and thanks for listening.
Good morning. And good morning to all those of you in the Elliott Hall, and good morning to all those of you that are watching online. Killy and I, we're delighted to be back.
We are. It's wonderful to be back.
And your new pastor. Oh, wow. I watched the video and I thought, I want him to be my pastor. He is outstanding. And what an incredible teacher and preacher and speaker that he is. I was thinking about his name, Thomas Daniel, and it reminded me of Thomas in the Bible, who asked questions seeking for truth. And Daniel in the Bible, who could pray in such a way as to shut the mouths of lions. I mean, how amazing. What a combination of honesty and courage in your new senior pastor. Do you know, we do love coming to Dallas and we love coming to Highland Park, don't we, Killy?
We do.
I'm wondering, you know, I might ask Pastor Jay if we could become honorary members of Highland Park, because we've already joined two clubs. We belong to two clubs here. Which two clubs have we joined, love?
We've joined Tom Thumb and CVS.
And CVS. And you know, we are so excited because you can get discounts. You get vouchers. Really good discounts. And not only that, we were in CVS and we were in Tom Thumb and we bumped into half of the congregation from here. We're thrilled to be here. And Killy, you're going to read some scriptures.
I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have... What are you doing? He didn't tell me he was going to do that. Right, all right, we're ready? That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Killy. Oh. Because if I told her that I was going to do that, she would have told me not to do it. So sometimes it's better not to reveal what you'd like to do. There was this man, and he was leaving the factory where he was working, and he was pushing out his wheelbarrow, and inside the wheelbarrow, there was a small box. He's stopped by a security guard. The security guard says, "What have you got in your wheelbarrow?" He says, "Well, I've got a small box." He says, "I can see it's a box. What is in the box?" He said, "Well, you know the sawdust that's on the floor at the end of a working day? It's swept up and it's thrown away. Well, I needed some, so I've put it in the box to take it home." So the security guard says, "Open the box." Opens the box, it's sawdust. He says, "Out you get." Next day, same thing. Third day, same thing. Fourth day, same thing. Fifth day, he's pushing out his wheelbarrow. Same security guard. The guard says, "It's you again. What you got in your wheelbarrow? I've got a small box. What have you got in it? The same as the other 4 days. Sawdust. The security guard says, I've got this feeling that you are stealing something. Why don't you just tell me what you're stealing, and I promise I won't report you. The man goes, all right then, I'm stealing wheelbarrows. Isn't life sometimes a little bit like that? Isn't it true we can get distracted by a little thing that we miss the big picture? If we change the way that we look at things, the things that we look at change. Too many of us look at ourselves through the lens of failure and fear. But what if we saw ourselves in the way that God sees us? Lauren Daigle has a beautiful song called You Say, and here are some of the lyrics from that song. I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. Well, what is it that God says about us? Well, I think he says lots of things about us, but I'm going to highlight 4 things that he says about us. The first thing he says about us is this: you are lovable. I am lovable. Would you please repeat that? I am lovable. Would you look at someone near you and say this? You are lovable. I sense there's not much conviction there. How about saying it with a little bit more enthusiasm? Maybe look at someone else and say, you are lovable. The Bible says in Jeremiah 31, verse 3, listen to what the Bible says. I have loved you with an everlasting love. You see, God doesn't love us because we're good. God loves us because he is good. No one is too far gone for the love of God. God loves us the way we are, but he loves us too much to leave us that way. He loves us. I love what the psalmist says. He's a father to us. He is tender. He is sympathetic. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for me. We need to grasp the truth that God loves us, because it's truly empowering and liberating. I love the story of the family that were asleep during the night. And during the night, there was lightning and thunder. The mother woke up. She was concerned about her little daughter. So she thought, I'll just go and see if she's all right. She opens her bedroom door. She looks in. She cannot believe what she sees. Her daughter is sitting by the windowsill with the window open, looking out of the window. The mother says, what on earth are you doing? She said, Mummy, I think God's trying to take my photo. Do you know, sometimes we need to become more like little children. I am lovable. Please repeat. Secondly, you are valuable. I am valuable. Please say, I am valuable. I am valuable. Now look at somebody and say, you are valuable. As Killy read, I love that passage that Killy just read to us. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Your value doesn't decrease because someone else failed to see it. I was stunned. In March of this year, a battered violin was sold for $23 million. It was a battered old violin that was made in 1715. But why would you pay $23 million for a battered violin? Because of who made it. Antonio Stradivarius made it. And it's because of who made it that it was so valuable. God has made. He made you. He made me. And because he made us, we are valuable. If we could only believe that. I've got in my pocket a brand new $50 Chris bill. $50. It's crisp. It's clean, it's lovely. They're quite nice, aren't they? Really lovely. They are. They kind of feel nice. And this is $50, okay? It's clean, it's crisp. But now, I know the cleaners have cleaned up, but of course, we all walked in here with our shoes. So let's put some dirt on there. I hope this is not illegal. Right? Okay, let's do the other side. Yep, I can see it. There's some dirt on this now. It's a little bit grimy and dirty. A moment ago, it was clean and crisp. It was worth $50. Now it's got some dirt on it, and it hasn't lost its value. But let's just scrunch it up. Okay, now we've got a scrunched up $50 bill. A moment ago, it was clean and crisp. It was worth $50. Then it got dirt on it, and it never lost its value. Now it's all scrunched up. It hasn't lost its value. It doesn't matter how dirty, how scrunched up you are. You have never lost your value in God's eyes. Never lost your value. I know you're looking at me very well, and I love it. That little boy there, would you like to have this? I want to give it to you. I loved it. I loved it. He was really concentrating. Well, I want you to always remember that you are valuable. You are lovable. Say, I am lovable. Say, I am valuable. Thirdly, God says this, you are forgivable. I am forgivable. Say that. I am forgivable. Yes, we are forgivable. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. We all need forgiveness. There is nobody that doesn't need forgiveness. All of us need forgiveness. And God says, you're lovable, you're valuable, and you are forgivable. Why? Because I've paid it on the nail. I've paid for it. I've paid for your dirt. I've paid for the grime. I've paid for your sin. I've paid it. So you can be forgiven. One psychiatrist said, I could dismiss 90% of my patients if they could be assured of forgiveness. Well, Jesus offers us forgiveness if we are humble and repentant. There was a woman who had quite a lot of issues in her life, and she went to see a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist tried to work out, going back through her life, when did something trigger that made these issues surface in her life and keep her trapped? And he took her back to an occasion when she was at school. For some unknown reason, her teacher took a great dislike to her. And her teacher asked her to come out to the front, in front of the class, and she told her to write on the board, I am a failure. And then the teacher asked the rest of the class to come and write on the board what they thought of her. The psychiatrist said to the woman, as she's recounting this story, how did you feel? She says, I couldn't look at anyone. I just wanted to die. The psychiatrist said this, as a Christian, I know that something else happened that day, and I'm so, so sorry you were unaware of it. But when everybody had written what they wrote on that blackboard, Jesus stood up from his desk and he walked to the front. He picked up an eraser and he erased everything that was written on that board. And then he wrote on the board, I love you. Do you know, if you want to have one picture of what Christianity is, there you are. Whether that stuff on the board is true or not true, Jesus wipes it clean. He wipes it clean because we are lovable, because we are valuable, because we are forgivable. That's amazing. Jesus can wipe it clean. So, I am lovable. Please repeat. I am valuable. I am forgivable. And here's the fourth one. God says this, you are capable. I am capable. Please repeat. I am capable. Now look at somebody and say, you are capable. And the Bible says this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There was an ice factory that caught fire. Very unusual. Very unusual. Ice factory caught fire and they had to call for the fire. We call them fire brigade. What do you call them here? Same? All right, fire, yeah. And they had to come. Now, the thing was this. The ice factory had all the H2O it needed to put the fire out. But all its assets were frozen. When you receive Jesus Christ into your life, he comes into your life by his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit living in us is the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Wait a minute. Are you serious? What, in here? Yes. His Holy Spirit empowers us with his strength. Therefore, I'm capable. Therefore, you're capable. Do you know, there's a fish. It's a Japanese fish called koi. Did you know this? That if you put the koi fish into a small fish bowl, it will grow to 2 inches. But if you took it out and you put it into in a pond, it will grow to 8 inches. But if you took it out of the pond and you threw it into the lake, it will grow to 36 inches. The koi fish always has that potential to stretch and stretch. And you know, sometimes we limit ourselves. Sometimes we say, oh, I'd rather stay in a small pond than be in a big lake. No, the Lord has empowered me. I'm capable. Therefore, Lord, what do you want me to do? How can I step out? How can I press on? How can I do what you want me to do? One of my favorite quotations is from a man called William Carey, who was a great missionary. And his motto was, expect great things from God, attempt great things for God. I love that. I'm expecting great things from God. But because I've got his Spirit living in me, I'm attempting great things for God. It's like, Lord, what can I do with you and for you? How can I use the resources that you've given to me, that you've entrusted to me? How can I be a good guardian of the time and the talents and the treasure that you've given to me, which is all yours anyway? I'm just the guardian. What does God say about us? I am lovable, he says. He says, I am valuable. He says, valuable. I am forgivable. I am capable. How are you feeling? I'm feeling good. I'm lovable. Oh, I'm valuable. I'm more valuable than that violin. I'm forgivable and I'm capable. And this is what God, the creator of the entire universe, says about you and about me. You are lovable. Get hold of that. You are valuable. You are forgivable. You are capable. I encourage you, just for this week, every morning, just pronounce that. I am lovable. I am valuable. I'm forgivable. I'm capable. And just see what God does with those truths that he says about you and about me. Killy, come on up. What we're going to do, if you want to kind of absorb the truth of these four declarations and these four promises, I'm going to pray a prayer and I'm going to ask you to pray that prayer. If you're able, would you like to please stand? So I will pray line by line, and if you would like to pray the prayer out loud as your commitment, embracing these truths. Some of us here have been followers of Jesus for a long time. Maybe others of us for a short time. Maybe others of us, this is quite a new thing. Why don't you pray with us to either begin your journey or to reconnect? And then once we've prayed, Killy will pray for us. Here's the prayer. Lord God, I bow before you now. Together, Lord God, I bow before you now. I come just as I am. I come just as I am. Thank you that you say I am lovable. Thank you that you say I am lovable. Thank you that you say I am valuable. Thank you that you say I am valuable. Thank you that you say I am forgivable. Thank you that you say I am forgivable. And thank you that you say I am capable. And thank you that you say I am capable. I know I have done many things wrong. I know I have done many things wrong. And I thank you for dying on the cross for me. And I thank you for dying on the cross for me. Cleanse my life. Cleanse my life. Set me free from the past. Set me free from the past. I invite your Holy Spirit into my life. I invite your Holy Spirit into my life. Fill me with your love, power, and self-control. Fill me with your love, power, and self-control. From this day on, I expect great things from you. I expect great things from you. And I attempt great things for you. And I attempt great things for you. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I just thank you so much for my brothers and sisters. Lord, thank you for each one of them. Lord, you know them. You know them by name. And Lord, I just pray for those that perhaps needed that encouragement, that you would this week just really sort of give them even more of a sense of your great love for them. And Lord, I just pray that each one of us would just continue to grow in our faith, Lord, and just bless everyone as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this message and we look forward to connecting with you in person soon. Each week we study God's Word together on Sundays at 8:15, 9:30, and 11 a.m. You can go to hbprez.org/Sundays to plan your next visit and stay updated on our current sermon series. God bless, and we'll see you next time.